Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And Carly, you're very excited to see the results have been revealed for that census from the RSPCA.
Yeah, this is something you and I both took part in. And it's basically to just get an overview of us pet owners here in WA and to tell us about the results. We've got Lou Rowe from the RSPCA, who is the media manager. Good morning, Lou.
Hi.
Now, Lou, let's talk through some stats. Were you surprised the amount of people that responded to the actual census?
It was absolutely fantastic. We had over 1,600 people respond, which is really great data that gives us so much info. You know, there's always the fun stuff that we love, like top names and all that kind of thing, but some really interesting data around how hard it is to find pet-friendly rentals and the impact of the cost of living. And that's stuff that we can take to government when we talk to them about setting policy.
That's really good. So, yeah, obviously there's the little bit of fun along with the census, but, yeah, it's good to get some hard stats in it as well.
Yeah, so, you know, some of the fun stuff, almost three quarters of us celebrate our pet's birthday. I mean, let's face it, why wouldn't you?
I absolutely ticked yes to that.
And, you know, some of the names that are out there are just fantastic. I'm a massive fan of a pun, so I'm very, very fond of the fish named Swim Shady. And also the kangaroo named Marilyn Monroe.
Brilliant.
Up there with my favourites. Then on the harder stuff, 58% of people said because of increasing costs, they're taking their animals to the vet less often. And, you know, that can become a worry. A whopping 78% of people said that they have noticed that, you know, even the most basic things like pet food have gone up.
Yeah.
And over a third of people said they're spending less on themselves in order to care for their pets properly. And, you know, if that kind of thing continues, you can see that from an animal welfare point of view, that can become a big issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we do hear about it all the time, animals being surrendered to our services like the RSPCA do, which is obviously heartbreaking.
It is. We see it all the time. This is a no-win situation. You know, we have people come in here, they're sobbing, and then, of course, the animals in a new environment, they're so confused. And for our poor staff as well, it's such a tough situation to deal with and to be in. And it is housing more and more than just simple cost of living that is forcing people to make that horrible decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as you said before, Lou, knowledge is power. Now that you've got this data, and as fun as it's been, we have some, you know, obviously overview of how tough West Aussies are doing it when it comes to pet ownership. So you did say you will be taking this to government?
Yeah, so we actually speak to government on a fairly regular basis, and part of our role here at RSPCA WA is advocacy. So, you know, we advocate for the really big issues like hens in cages and live export, but we also advocate for the day-to-day issues that impact on pet owners. For example, the changes to rental laws that passed last year, yet to come in, but they did pass last year, and making it easier for pet owners to rent. We were invited to put a submission to government for that. So all of this kind of data is really, really great for us when it comes to that advocacy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think to bring it back to a bit more of a fun note, my favourite takeaway from this was that human names were considered the most popular for dogs and cats, with Bella being the top for cats and dogs. I've never guessed that name in my segment, Carly.
No, you maybe this could help.
Maybe this could help me get her on. Bella.
Oh, my goodness. We have so many Bellas come in. And then for dogs, the second most popular, Charlie, then Daisy, then Max, then Buddy. And for cats, Max is in there as well. But we've got Tilly, Molly, and Luna.
Great. I think Luna, I do normally
I do like
there.
Luna.
Luna's great.
Now, Lou, just before we wrap up, I want to talk about Bruce, who has had a very happy ending. He was in a tough situation, palliative care dog, kind of looking at that end of life situation. He was in the pound. It wasn't looking good. And this gorgeous couple from Geraldton drove all the way to Perth, and now he's settling in well.
Oh, my God. Bruce is just one of those dogs that just crawls right into your heart and stays there. He was my office dog for many weeks because he did not cope well in the kennels, and I fell absolutely in love. As you say, he's an older gentleman. He's so smart. So loving. And then, Ikra, the woman's name is, what a gorgeous woman she is. She actually did her first meet with Brucey right here in my office where I'm talking to you now. And I was coaching him, turn on the charm, Bruce, turn on the charm. And he sure did. And it was just an instant connection. And now he's just living his best life. And it's wonderful.
Oh, I love
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
Well, people want to find out more information about what you guys are up to, rspcawa.org.au. Amazing stories and amazing stats coming out of the census. Lou, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Always great to chat.